Over the last 4 years, Florida-based NextEra Energy signed deals with Reno County landowners to plant giant wind turbines on their property. It's one step in a long process that needs a go-ahead from county officials.
This project is completely on private property. These land agreements are voluntary. We have no eminent domain. This is strictly a partnership between ourselves, the developer, and the landowner.
That's Spencer Jenkins, the project developer, making his case during one of several hours-long public comment sessions before the Reno County Planning and Zoning Commission. Jenkins says NextEra chose this part of Reno County because it has plenty of wind, it's close to transmission lines that transport the electricity to places that need it, like Wichita, and enough willing landowners. Randy Jackson is one of them.
Farming has not been an especially lucrative income producer, and in order to continue to own our property, we need to take advantage of every income potential we have.
Matt Amos is among those fighting against the wind farm. He says the area imagined for the turbines makes for prime residential growth, and building a wind farm will destroy that potential.
We could have chosen to live anywhere, but we chose to live here. Had I known that this was going to happen, I would have not chosen to have lived here, and I assume that there are a lot of people that will choose to do the same.
Nick Egli, who also owns property near the proposed wind farm, agrees. He's spent thousands of dollars building a private grass airstrip on land within a few miles of several potential turbine sites. The dream is to build a few more homes, some hangars, and eventually turn the site into a little flying community.
This is a 100% fact. If there's turbines there, you've completely killed everything I've been working on the last 10 years. And I know I'm just one guy. And I don't feel like the county should even sacrifice one guy.
Ultimately, he blames his neighbors who signed leases. He recalls what one told him.
He said, he's like, well, I'm going to make $4,500 a quarter. And I was like, really? That's what you're selling me out for?
Egli says he's not against renewable energy. He just wants what he calls sensible setbacks. A setback is the distance a wind turbine has to be from something, like a property line, road, or house. Egli thinks that if turbines are placed 3,000 feet away from the property lines of people who didn't lease their land to NextEra, it would resolve concerns about noise and shadows. But while he calls it sensible, a 3,000-foot setback from property lines would be the largest in the state. That type of setback in Kansas typically runs about 500 feet. Setbacks have been a sticking point from the beginning, including for the Reno County Planning Commission. After failing to reach a consensus, the commission voted against recommending the permit.
Motion failed 4-3.
Okay.
Rorick Peterson has developed several wind farms in Kansas for EDP Renewables. He says this is the first project in the state rejected by a county planning commission, but it's not necessarily a sign of the end of growth in the industry.
We've been actively developing projects in the upper Midwest, states like Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, that are similar to many communities in eastern Kansas for years.
And NextEra's Reno County project isn't dead yet. The three-member county commission still has final say and is scheduled to meet June 11th to make their decision. Like the landowners who support the project, the county stands to gain financially from its approval. As much as $39 million over the next 30 years in property taxes and fees. But for those still opposed, it's about more than just what the county will gain. It's about what they could lose. A quiet home on a lonely prairie. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Grimmett in Wichita.